This next technique is so powerful when used in business that we'll begin by asking you, we'll begin by begging you, please use this technique with all fairness and in the most ethical way that you can. Make sure that you intuitively suggest to others what is best for all concerned, what is fair and what is balanced. So in business, you begin by remote viewing the situation. Now, this is business that you're about to do. I remote view my customers before I actually physically contact them. And I ask myself these questions. What is something other than business that this business that we're going to do that they need? Do they need some health work? Do they need a more positive attitude? Resolve some grief or resentment? And that way I'm giving first before I get there. I'm giving first before I remotely influence. And it also helps me to tune in to my customer, to really get the exact frequency, to meet the customer where they live. And that way, when I do meet them, we'll have that instant rapport. We'll be like old friends. So I always do something for them first, health-wise or something in their life. And then I ask myself in remote view, what are their business needs? What are their needs? What do they need out of this? What's in it for them? How's it going to help them? What are they looking for? When you show up to talk about any product, you could talk all day. You could talk for weeks. If you remote view ahead of time, you find out exactly what their needs are, and then you're talking to them about their needs. Then you look at what are their biggest concerns? What are they concerned about? Maybe they have a few fears. Maybe they have concerns about doing business with you or your company. Or maybe they've done business with someone in the past and weren't treated properly. So instead of having to overcome, argue, deal with, or struggle with this, ahead of time you can find out what their biggest concerns are about doing business and release those. Let those go. Then you want to find out what their major points of interest of doing business with you and getting your product. Find out what are they interested in? What interests them about your product? And you build on that. Now, about the buying, here's where we start to remotely influence. And notice all these questions up to now have been about them and their needs, them and what they need. Doing business is like a wood stove. You put the wood in, you warm it up, it'll warm you up. So all these questions have been about what they want. How can I help them get what they want through the use of my product, through doing business with me? And I have tuned myself to their needs so that now when I begin influencing, I can do some real work. I can meet them down at a deep level and they'll have some trust for me because I've been there to help them. So if you're trying to get them to buy, then most people would say, what are their obstacles? Well, I don't like to use that word. I like to say details. What are the details that I haven't taken care of yet? And you can find out exactly what could hold up the deal before you even get there. And you cover that in your presentation or in structuring the deal, you cover that ahead of time so you don't get down to the end and it's argumentative. It can actually be a selling point for you. So you're moving so many things over from the adversarial, argumentative way of doing business over into a more organic, both-and partnership way of being in the world and doing business. And then at a deep level, you assure them how your product, how doing business with your company is going to fulfill those needs. It's going to help them get what they want. And then you see the end. You see them having bought the product and you see them very happy and enthusiastic about it, doing more business with you and recommending you to more and more people. So let's review this a little bit. We tune into them. We're not thinking about our needs just yet. We tune into them. What do they need before I do business with them? What can I do to help them? And then what can I do to alleviate their fears? What are their fears? What are any possible details that I need to cover ahead of time before I go talk to them? That way we're partners. We're not adversarial. We're partners doing business together.